This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Report in the last 30 minutes of last hour, but we had a snafu, so we didn't get to it. And so what I'm going to do is take segment 2 and 3 from Rappaport, who's a great guy as well, and I'm going to air a thing because I don't want to cut in on Dr. Francis Boyle. I want to have him for most of the hour. Some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, so I'm not going to go to him. People ask, why do you have this first 5 minutes? Some stations don't want to carry news. They want 5 minutes of me talking, so we do what they want. I don't know how you mentally... Because I'm never a wimpy guy that says I need counseling or whatever I need. But, I mean, I'm getting the point where I'm reading 25 countries banning one vaccine, India banning the mRNA vaccine from Pfizer, mass death, people I know have lost loved ones that took it, Hank Aaron, Marvin Hagler dying. I've got all these mainline articles admitting it doesn't protect you. Fauci admits it doesn't protect you. And then they admit it's going to cause a mutation factory of deadly viruses. And, I mean, this is like Armageddon or something is unfolding. And I don't know what to say or what to do, but here's a report I shot this morning. It's on band.video. If we don't get to it today, let's put it up on screen. It's Agenda 2035, the post-human world controlled planetary collapse. And that's what they call it, a post-human world controlled planetary collapse to, quote, save the Earth. This is the most fantastical craziness. What's that, 10,000 views? My goodness, it just went live 5 minutes ago. And we're going to post it on InfoWars.com. That's just me talking about it. And all of the admissions of this. So I'm going to say this. Nobody's up to this pay grade. Nobody can handle this. And I know you can't handle it. And I almost feel bad saying all this stuff. But let me tell you something. We had Dr. Francis Boyle on in February and in March and in April and in May and in June and July and in August and September. And in October and November and December, we had him on every month, the last 10 months of the year, last year. And he's on the same page as us. He sent me a bunch of articles and transcripts of everything he said now being confirmed. But you all remember, the thing is, he knows what they're up to. And that's what's even more horrifying about all this. This is Nazi technology, as he puts it. This is Joseph Mengele by orders of magnitude. Not an order, orders of magnitude. Joseph Mengele was tested on thousands of people. This is billions of people. And again, in the fine print, they say doesn't protect you, may hurt you. But then Trump comes out and says, oh, it's safe, take it along, because Fauci told him to. So part of the reason I flipped out today is I bet everything on Trump. I'll endorse this. It's one thing to endorse it when they lied to him and said it was safe. Now they know it's dangerous and bad, and he's doubling down to cover his ass. That is the wrong move, in my view, and probably precipitated my flipping out last segment. So we're going to go to all of that coming up, because all I've got is my integrity. And I, with provisos, supported Trump, did not back these experimental vaccines, but now I am just... beside myself here, trying to control myself. So I'm going to be very happy that Dr. Boyle's coming on so I can kind of let him take over a little bit. Because when I'm reading all the admitted literature and the former heads of Pfizer and former heads of major companies saying this is deadly, this is experimentation, this is insane, this won't help you, why are they doing this? Well, I know why. They're creating a global crisis, and then out of all the new illnesses, they're going to say that's new strains of COVID, which your body then produces. I've got all the literature here. But Dr. Boyle's also joining us, and I'm glad he raised this, because I was going to ask him this. Didn't get it to him. He sent it to me. He says, as a lawyer, as the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law and a big contributor to the U.N. law, I can tell folks how this is a violation of their rights and what to say when they say you got to have it to get on a bus or have a job or get on a train or an airplane. And so this is big. This is an important interview coming up on the other side of this 60-second break with Dr. Francis Boyle. professor, lawyer, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. And I'm Alex Jones, just a wild Texan who's done his research, doesn't want to be a slave, and I'm fighting for humanity. We'll be right back on the other side. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we really appreciate him taking time off from his busy class schedule. Dr. Francis Boyle is a renowned lawyer, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, major contributor to the UN World Law. Also, he prosecuted Slobodan Milosevic and others in The Hague for war crimes. And I'm not going to go over his whole bio. He's an author, a researcher, went through the same PhD at Harvard that Henry Kissinger and like one select person goes through a year when they're being tutored or given tutelage for the New World Order. And he came out and pointed out this was a biological weapon program out of the Chinese, Wuhan, with Bill Gates, with others. Fauci probably leaked. A high-level State Department official has now come out and said that that's the information they have just yesterday. And so he predicted basically everything we're seeing. Now we've got even NPR coming out, but I've got mainline scientists saying that what these vaccines do, whether it's the viral vector delivery system of AstraZeneca or it's the mRNA of Pfizer and Moderna, is turn your cell into an engine of viruses, and that it also will cause autoimmune disorders. It'll cause cytokine storms, and now we're seeing that massive death unfolding. And we're seeing way more deaths from Pfizer and from Moderna than even AstraZeneca. I'm not defending AstraZeneca. I'm just saying they seem to be scapegoating that, at least for now. And so he's deep in the literature. He studies it constantly. The drills that Bill and Melinda Gates had of this exact scenario, Crimson Contagion, a year before Event 201, daring it to cover up what they were doing. That's why I think it was purposeful. He postulated, you know, that at least it was leaked. And top scientists scanned it and said it was manufactured. And so this is a jigsaw puzzle here of insanity, a global takeover, just absolutely out of control. But also he's a constitutional lawyer, and he can speak to them saying, you've got to have this vaccine to travel. Because they're saying, oh, if you're unvaccinated, you're going to cause the plague to spread. But they admit, oh, actually, if you're vaccinated, you still got to wear a mask, still got to social distance. Doesn't protect you. Well, Boyle said that a year ago. He said, any vaccine cannot be for this. This is based on a common cold. That's why they never had one. Well, now they admit that. So now they're saying dozens of vaccines. It was five vaccines 6 months ago. Now it's dozens to leave your house. So this is just madness on a scale never before dreamed of. So Dr. Boyle, if you could recap where we are, what you predicted accurately so far, and how people also have a notice to the system of their rights via the Geneva Convention and Nuremberg Code and more not to go under experimental vaccination. Now they're going after newborn babies, pregnant women. I mean, this is just the greatest exercise of evil I've ever imagined in my lifetime. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Boyle.
Well, Thank you for having me on again, Alex, and my best to your viewing audience again. And yes, we're in a terrible situation now. Before we go on, I did want to respond to your viewers and thank them. I hear from large numbers of them. They're always very polite, courteous, and I do the best I can to give them my advice. But one of the things your viewers asked me for, several, was something that they can use in their personal lives to resist these Franken-shots, because there's no other word for them. Vaccines, that's baloney, that's propaganda. So what I did was sat down and I drafted a notice. I sent you the notice. Very short, very brief notice. And you have my permission to circulate that notice on your webpage or your email or whatever, just saying, you know, I hereby assert my rights under the Nuremberg Code of Medical Experimentation to refuse to take this vaccine, which I tried to just be neutral there, or to administer it to anyone else. And then to get their attention, I put in, the United States government prosecuted, convicted, and executed Nazi doctors for violating the Nuremberg Code of Medical Experimentation. I figured that would be enough to get everyone's notice, and there might be a pause here before you are either forced to take this vaccine or, if you're a healthcare worker, to administer it. And then,
sir, just interrupt quickly because you raised this. Should I take your phone numbers out of here? I mean, that's gracious of you as a lawyer to do this, but if we post this, you're going to get 5,000 phone calls.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's fine. I don't care because, you know, generally I prefer being responded to by email. It's easier for me to do than phone calls. But
well, it's very gracious of you, sir. Okay, we will post this in the live show feed article today, and people should circulate this and share it, and other lawyers should pick it up as a notice. We should spend some time explaining the Geneva Convention, Nuremberg Code, because this is literally what this is. Please continue.
Right. And then accompanying the notice is an interview I gave for about 20 minutes explaining it line by line. So I would recommend that you post both the notice and the accompanying interview.
Yes, sir, absolutely. We will post that right now.
That would save me a lot of time because I don't have to review all this with everyone who gets in touch with me. But I did make this expressly at the request of your viewing audience. It's now in circulation. I've been told it's in widespread circulation with U.S. military forces. It's in circulation there with healthcare workers, African Americans, and others. So you can fight back originally. And it seems to me if you show my notice at the beginning saying that the United States government prosecuted and executed German doctors for violating the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation, everyone's going to say, whoa, wait a second. But it's true, and that's what happened. And that is why I drafted it very short, very sweet, and leave it that way. Now, putting that aside, if that'll cause, I think, people to think first before forcing you to do anything. And we'll give you some time, if necessary, if they go ahead and say, well, sorry, you know, you got to do this anyway. Hopefully you'll have time to get a hold, contact a lawyer near where you live. I'm not licensed to I'm only licensed to practice law in one state of the union, so I can't represent people all over the country. But I can work with your attorneys. And what you would have to do with your attorney is first show him or her, the attorney, my notice and the accompanying interview. And then the additional materials I just sent to Alex, he has my permission to put them on the webpage and circulate them. Have the attorney look at these materials. And then the attorney will have to research the state law and the state constitution in which you live. Because, for example, some states have expressly incorporated the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation, like California. And, I'm not authorized to represent anyone except one state. So I have to work with a local lawyer.
I understand. We've got to go to break. I want to come back. You're gracious to do this. You're fighting hard. I want to get into the latest, the unfolding massive medical experimentation, the deaths, what their plan is, why you think they're this crazed to carry something out like this. And then the big picture, for those that aren't an international top bioweapons lawyer, you're the top guy, admittedly, about two or three people, why they would violate the Nuremberg Code and Geneva Convention. This is well-known international law, the most known probably, the most famous, and this is 101 a violation. Like if I walked up to an innocent woman and shot her in the head at the grocery store in front of 100 people, I'm going to go to death row. I mean, this is like burning down a church with gasoline on the news. It's illegal. This is totally out of control. No debate. Then what in the hell is Bill Gates doing? And why aren't we stopping him? We'll be right back with Dr. Francis Boyle. Stay there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tyranny in the last 150 years has really been the main mode. Well, the Soviet Union, we saw Nazi Germany, Communist China, those things are just off the chart today. Animal human cloning, you name it. Look what we've got going on with the Wuhan lab, with a major State Department expert on bioweapons. I mean, I'm saying they believe it came out of Wuhan. Well, that's something Dr. Boyle said here over a year ago. Dr. Francis Boyle, again, lawyer, professor, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. This is a 9-minute segment, longer segments coming up. But before we get into the latest developments of the vaccines and what's happening and all of this and the deaths and the countries banning them and the big tech censoring anybody that criticizes it or covers, you know, people dying from it, just pulling back, because as a professor, you like to cover what you can prove and as a lawyer. But Dr. Boyle, why would Gates and the U.N. and all of them launch all this and do all this? Why would Big Pharma endanger themselves even if they have liability protection? Now there's criminal investigations in California and Italy, because that's outside of civil protection and immunity. If people know what it's going to do, it's, you're the lawyer, but it's criminal, correct? What are they? Well, you know, why did Merck pull out of the whole vaccine program and say 2 months ago, you can't create a vaccine for this, just as you said a year ago? So why did Merck pull out? What do they know that others don't know? This just seems like such a reckless, insane gamble by Bill Gates and Fauci and the whole medical industrial complex.
Well, Alex, it goes back to what I said before, that we are seeing a Nazi mentality at work here. You see it in today's New York Times, where they're going to be testing these Frankenshots out on children. It's reminiscent of what Dr. Mengele did at Auschwitz with the children there and his experiments there. It's directly on point. What more can I say? The Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation requires animal experimentation first. They are not doing that. They are experimenting on human beings first. Well, that's what we have to understand here. They are treating us and now children and now pregnant women as their guinea pigs. It's that simple. And yes, violation of the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation is a violation of international criminal law today as we speak. And again, I drafted this notice for common, ordinary, everyday people to use. I'm happy to work when you get a lawyer. I'm happy to consult with your lawyer. And it's been drafted in a way that it can be used all over the world. Anyone who wants to use it can use it. For that reason. But I explained that.
Sure, my question is, why are they going for broke now? You're absolutely right. You predicted it all. Well, tell us what comes next then. These people are insane.
Well, you know, you could say the Nazis were insane, but, you know, to get that PhD at Harvard, I had to study all about Nazi Germany. And, you know, these are, you know, human beings. They were evil. And that's pretty much what we are dealing with today. The COVID, we have to understand right at the beginning, if you read anything at all about this going on in the news media, no one will admit that what we are dealing with here is an existentially dangerous, offensive, biological warfare agent that has been DNA genetically engineered to have gain-of-function properties, making it more lethal, more infectious. It has HIV DNA genetically engineered into that, and it has been aerosolized by means of nanotechnology, and that all came out of the Wuhan BSL-4 in cooperation with the University of North Carolina BSL-3. And no one admits that. No one wants to deal with that. No one has come to grips with that. Now they're coming up with this cover story. Oh, well, it might have been vaccines that they were trying to make there in the Wuhan BSL-4. That's baloney. The Wuhan BSL-4 is China's Fort Detrick. It's that simple. That's why they made it. They figured the Americans have a Fort Detrick, so fine, we're going to have a Fort Detrick. So that's what they do with these labs. Is research, development, test, hideous, every type of hideous Nazi biological warfare weapon you can possibly imagine.
Well, you've been dead on for the 20 years I've been interviewing you, probably about 19 to 20 years. But how the hell did you guess all this exactly as it unfolded? I guess it's deep research. I guess that's what you do.
That's correct, Alice. In 1983, the Council for Genetics was founded in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and it was a lot of friends of mine from Harvard and MIT, some of the and other biologists, and some of the top biologists in the world and the most ethical. And they asked me to get involved in their anti-biological warfare work. So that's how long I've been dealing with these issues, and that is how long I've been opposing these Nazi death scientists like Fauci. Fauci was put in there right around 1984, 1985 by the Reagan administration under the influence of their neoconservatives who support offensive biological warfare weapons.
So he really is the prime mover from what I've seen day one, right around the time you got up to speed on this. He is inserted by these people, and it seems like he just appears everywhere that the bad stuff is happening.
He's their front man and their organizer, right. Reagan and the neocons put him in charge of this because the neocons are in favor of biological warfare. And at the beginning of the Reagan administration, under the influence of the neoconservatives, I'm not saying, you know, President Reagan really knew what was going on, okay, but under the influence of the neoconservatives.
That's true. The horrible thing Reagan did was giving liability protection. Let's just, yeah, it was a horrible thing.
Right. But under the influence of the neoconservatives, they began to abuse DNA genetic engineering to research, develop, and manufacture and stockpile biological weapons. And that's what I got involved in.
And you explained their cover for bioweapons to get around the treaties is they call it a treatment, but then they have to engineer every possible thing under the sun. So they're actually making bioweapons in the name of finding treatments for things that didn't exist till they made them.
That's correct. And that's what a lot of this emerging infectious diseases is all about. If you read about, well, someone's an expert on emerging infectious diseases, right. They've emerged out of that person's biological warfare weapons lab, right. That's probably what
well, that's the classic thing. They produced it, and they become the hero that fights it.
That's correct. And they also make money off of it, too. And look at the enormous sums of money at stake here. With pharma and Fauci. Fauci's got patents on all these biowarfare agencies.
Vaccines.
Up there. Right.
Well, absolutely. How can he be the spokesman globally for all this, or Bill Gates, when they're heavily invested in all of it? This is literally them having controlled bioweapon releases that then they get rich and get all the power off of. Incredible. Stay right there, Dr. Francis Boyle. Two more segments. I want to drill into the vaccines, what they're doing, and how they're trying to suppress the death and disease coming from it. And if they were just going to make money off a vaccine, why do they make it a placebo? Why is it so deadly? Well, I guess they're going to make money off of that or say it's a new bioweapon when people get sick off the vaccine. There's something big hiding here. We're going to figure it out straight ahead. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Francis Boyle's our guest. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to take a little bit of the next hour when John Rapoport's coming up because I want to get to that special report that I promised we would. But listen, guys, I didn't get a PhD at Harvard like he did on globalism, but I did really get into studying world history because I was into comic books. I was an avid reader by about 6. By about 9 or 10, I started reading history books. By the time I was about 15, I was reading, you know, stuff that people were reading at college. And it was so interesting. And then I sort of seen parallels in our world to it, so I got into talk radio. Well, there's not parallels here. In the early 1940s, the Nazis did the exact same type of stuff, but at a lower tech level that's happening now. That's what Dr. Boyle's saying. He's prosecuted people for these war crimes successfully. So it's not like we just got some random professor, some random lawyer, some random guy with a doctorate on. He's laying it out. He predicted a year ago what's happening now. And it's not about, oh, isn't he great? He was wrong. I'll guarantee you. We can ask him. But what is Bill Gates? What is Moderna? What is Pfizer? What is AstraZeneca? What is Johnson & Johnson's thinking when I know a bunch of people who've had their family die if they took it or had convulsions and almost died? When lawyers that I know are having people want to sue, when a bunch of the crew has family that's taken these vaccines and couldn't get out of bed for a week, and then they admit, doesn't protect you. Well, every other vaccine at least had some partial protection. Why suddenly have they said, you still got to wear a mask, you still can't go out, we're still going to bring it because it's about control? And so why would they roll something out like this, lock everything down? Well, China made more billionaires than all countries combined last year. All the big tech companies got double or more of their wealth in the last year. So I know Dr. Boyle says, well, probably accidental out of the lab, but we know it came out of the lab. Well, I see it as on purpose. They're in trouble. This is happening. Globalism is in trouble. It gets released. The media covers it up. They censor their opposition, and then they roll out a depopulation operation. But regardless, we're here. So, Dr. Boyle, I could ask a lot of questions, but instead, the time we have in this segment, the next, get into whatever you want to talk about, the vaccines, the numbers coming out. Again, even the New York Times admits, okay, NPR admits, yeah, these vaccines are probably going to lower your immunity to other natural things, and I'll show you a document after that. And yeah, it'll probably turn you into a factory of new deadly strains. I mean, here's NPR. COVID-19 vaccines could add fuel to evolution of coronavirus mutations. And then I've got this big top scientist, one of the top guys in the world, Grit von Bosch, says, top vaccine scientist warns the world, halt all COVID-19 vaccinations immediately or uncontrolled monster will be unleashed. And that's what they're all talking like. This is a pro-vaccine guy, by the way. They're not normally talking like this, Dr. Boyle. Let me show you one more piece of evidence. This is out of the Center for Strategic International Studies with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, November 2019. And this is their whole program, Ending the Cycle of Crisis and Complacency in the U.S. Global Health Security. It's part of the Crimson Contagion operation, predicting it. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, one of the main funders. I'll show you a shot right there for TV viewers, guys. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And it says right here on page 17, advances in biotechnology may foster the development of these new vaccines and therapeutics, but they also pose an additional risk. As scientists develop and apply new biotechnologies, they may increase the transmissibility and pathogenicity of naturally occurring microbes. With these changes come greater biosafety and biosecurity concerns and the rising possibility of accidental or intentional exposure to people, animals, or environment to dangerous and novel microbes, what you're saying they make, and even the initiation of a global pandemic. Then it goes on to say even more. I read this, sir. They're admitting it all before they did it. You're an expert on them. Why the hell are they bragging about what they were planning?
Well, Alex, first let me give you an idea of what we are facing. I agree with you. We're fighting World War III here, and now it's a two-front war. First, it was against COVID-19, and I'm not trying to excuse the Chinese government. This was a predictable leak. I've been saying that for years. And then China, this communist dictatorship, covered it up right from the very get-go, clearly a crime against humanity. They could have brought it under control immediately, and they did not. And then the second front of World War III we're fighting are these Franken-shots. It's sort of like World War II, starting with the Japanese attack at Pearl Harbor, and then Hitler declared war on us, and we're fighting a two-front war. Humanity is fighting the two-front war. Now, let me give you an estimate here of what a catastrophe these Franken-shots could be. I came to the pro bono defense of Captain Dr. Yolanda Hewitt-Vaughn, who refused to give Franken-shots for biological warfare weapons in the run-up to Gulf War I because they violated the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. And I helped defend her pro bono starting in February 1991. I went down three times to Fort Leonard Wood for her court-martial. We had a big press conference down there, satellite dish, and I accused President Bush Sr., Cheney, Secretary of Defense, Schwarzkopf, and Colin Powell, inflicting a Nuremberg crime on our own troops. That went out nationwide, even to the White House, where they heard it and they were quite upset. Later, Senator Rockefeller held hearings, and at the end of the hearings, he said the same thing. These violated the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. That's the same for these Frankenstein.
And to your credit, you helped get it stopped. So the good news is we've stopped this before. We can do it again.
Right. But the bottom line is, within about 2 years, I realized we had a humanitarian catastrophe on our hands. Out of 500,000 U.S. troops who were forcibly inoculated with the original Franken-shots, 11,000 were killed and 100,000 were disabled. And those were healthy young men and women in our armed forces. Okay? So you can extrapolate from there, Alex, what is going to happen here? Just extrapolate. When they're going to give these Franken-shots to everyone, you take the figures I just gave you, 500,000 inoculated, 11,000 killed, and 100,000 disabled, healthy young men and women in our armed forces, this is going to be a catastrophe.
So let's extrapolate. They want to vaccinate everybody on Earth. Let's say they only get 6 billion, about 7.5 billion the next year. If we use comparable numbers, Doctor, we got 11,000 out of 500,000 dead. They admit that number. Then what is a comparable average out of that?
I'm not even going to bother. What I am saying, Alex, this is the floor, not the ceiling, of what we are facing, because these Franken-shots are even more dangerous than the two that Captain Dr. Yolanda Hewitt Vaughn opposed. So the sky's the limit. I've given you the floor. I guess you can have your numbers people figure all that out. Just try to.
So you're giving us a floor, not a ceiling. We're talking about the greatest genocide in history.
Well, I think, yeah, as I said, humanity is fighting a two-front war here against COVID-19. First, the offensive biological warfare weapon, existentially dangerous, predictably coming out of that Wuhan Fort Detrick that China covered up and could have contained immediately if they hopped to it, and they refused to do that. And now against the Franken-shots, right. So we're in a two-front World War III here. There's no doubt in my mind about it, and thank you for letting me come on here and describe it. I'm not trying to shock anyone or anything like that. I'm just trying to give you the truth as I see it. Having worked on these matters professionally since 1983.
Well, absolutely. Do one more segment with us and talk more about what you think we can do, more about waivers, more about how to say no, more about what governors, Congress could do. Because, again, you're the guy that wrote the U.S. biological weapons law. You're the guy that got them to stop the anthrax shots and others. I mean, you've been there every step of the way. That's why we're so honored to have Dr. Francis Boyle. We'll tell you about, never asked me to do this, but some of his books and things, as well as some of his interesting bio when we come back. But this is just unbelievable. And I know what they're going to do. I've read the literature, so I'll give you my speculation on the other side. They got this figured out. This is cooked up. They're definitely using prices.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War crimes, global expert, contributed to world law massively. So you couldn't get a better expert on it. It's just true. He doesn't do any really a lot of other interviews. He's an author. He's a researcher. Just Google Francis Boyle, Francis A. Boyle, and you'll find out more. His latest book is Poems Against the Empire. He's written books on bioweapons, bioweapons law, exposed that the anthrax attacks were an inside job. It just goes on and on. I've been interviewing him again since right after 9/11. He began to came on the broadcast and expose the deep state's involvement. But pulling back here, the reason I'm really concerned is the recklessness of this. And I'll go back to this. Merck pulls out 2 months ago and says, you can't make a vaccine for this. And actually, this will create viruses. Exactly what Boyle and others said. Now it's mainstream news. 25 countries in Europe have pulled out. Over 100 worldwide have pulled out of different vaccines. India pulled out of the Merck, the Pfizer vaccine that was causing death. But still, our media goes ahead and Trump says there's no problem. It's totally safe, take it on Fox Business. And it's one thing if Trump got bamboozled into it early on to reopen the economy. But now there's all this death and all these problems. This is a deal breaker for me with Trump. And I know he's not president now, but Fauci says we need Trump to come out and say, take the shot. And then like a lap dog, you snap your fingers and the dog gets, on its hind legs begging for a treat. Trump does it. I don't want to get into a Trump bashing fest here. It's just, this is very worrying to me. So 2 points, doctor. Why do you think a good sign countries are pulling out, good sign Merck pulled out? What do you think's going on there? But then why would the other companies double down? And then what do you think about Trump endorsing this Franken poison?
Yes, they're doubling down, I think, because they realize people are fighting back, Alex. And that's why I'm being here on your show, and I've been on your show since last February, to fight back, to inform people what is actually going on here behind the scenes, because we all know our media lies to us. I mean, this is worse than the old Soviet Union. I've been over there. I lectured. And the people in the Soviet Union knew their media were lying to them, where unfortunately so few people here in America are aware that. I learned that years ago during the Vietnam War, when all the news media supported the Vietnam War. As for Trump, look, I'm not going to talk about Trump. Let's talk about Biden. I've been up against Biden twice, personally and directly, in his capacity of chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on existential human rights matters concerning my own people, the Irish, this being St. Patrick's Day. And Biden sold us out twice to the British. The first time I beat Biden out, and the second time I stopped him and fought him to a draw. I am telling you now, Biden is going on this national tour. He has this new campaign. You can't believe one thing Biden is telling you. As for his chief of staff, Ron Klain, he was behind me at Harvard Law School. Ron Klain was Obama's Ebola czar, also behind me, Obama.
And let's slow down. That's key. The man you mentioned, they say, really runs the White House.
I think that's correct. I think that you've got a triumvirate of Harris, Klain, Jake Sullivan doing foreign affairs, and they consult behind the scenes with Pelosi and Schumer. Right. I'm afraid with Biden, we're sort of like we were with the second Trump administration. Everyone knows Trump had Alzheimer's. Sorry, that Reagan administration. Reagan had Alzheimer's in the second term.
So it's a true puppet administration.
Well, the truth is that Klain covered up the Ebola catastrophe for Obama. You can read my writings I've sent to you. That Ebola catastrophe came out of the U.S. government's Kenema BSL-4. They were testing out Big Pharma, an experimental Ebola vaccine that gave everyone Ebola and killed 12,000 black West Africans. And Klain covered it all up for Obama. And then second, worst of all, Obama ordered 2,500 members of U.S. Armed Forces right over there into Liberia, right in the hot spot where they could have been contaminated by Ebola as a propaganda stunt. Now, fortunately, from what I have read, no U.S. troops were contaminated over there in Ebola, but they were deliberately exposed. I mentioned you before. I was consulted on this by the late Congressman Walter Jones, who they were all his constituents.
Well, that's right. You warned about it while it was happening. It turned out you were accurate again, from whatever sources you have, that they remember they were trying to bring Ebola patients back to Texas and Georgia. What the hell was that about?
Right. Well, it's very dangerous. What could I say? But I discussed this at great length with Congressman Jones, and he's to try to stop U.S. troops from being sent over there to the hot zone at the request of Obama and Klain, the order of Obama and Klain. And unfortunately, someone threatened Congressman Jones. It must have been a very powerful person, because Congressman Jones, as you know, was a senior Republican on the House Armed Services Committee, and Jones would no longer work with me. And I'm not criticizing Jones, but, you know, he's no longer with us. I think he's a very courageous.
Absolutely. In closing, I know you don't want to bash Trump just to bash Trump. He's out of office now. But I agree. It's all a doubling down. Everyone that's now signed on to this, who wasn't originally a party to the evil, they now make themselves a party to evil, trying to cover it up. They need to come clean.
That's right. And the people like Fauci, who developed these Nazi biological warfare weapons, are now advising Biden and Klain on the Frankenshots, that now we have to take their Frankenshots as well. And Biden is going on the national tour. Harris is on the tour. Her husband's on the tour, trying to encourage everyone to take the Frankenshots. This is what we're facing, Ellis. In closing, let me say this. I kid you not, we are facing a two-front war now, World War III on COVID-19. First, COVID-19 itself, and these Frankenshots. Under these circumstances, I would just encourage everyone to search your conscience and ask yourself, what can I do? I have talents here that I can use, that I can put to work to try to stop this and fight back on behalf of humanity. And yes, we're seeing people fighting back now against this. That's one of the reasons I appeared on your show originally, Les.
Absolutely. And if people go to InfoWars.com, they can see the live show feed today with the title of the show, World Exclusive, Globalist Plan Control, the End of the World. And by that, I mean the collapse of civilization. Watch live. If you scroll down, we have your waiver that you've written graciously with your information on that page for everybody with the legal information and your email right there. But if it's not there, it will be added, but I do believe there it is. Absolutely. So there it is. Great job, crew. Getting that up from Dr. Francis A. Boyle. And they were nice and pulled out your name and stuff, not wanting to get you flooded. But no, it's important to have the legal notice, guys. So add his name and email back to that. And so thank you so much, Dr. Boyle. We will talk to you again as soon as you can. I know you got full classes and the rest of it, but this is a global crisis. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Alex, for having me on. And I cannot underestimate the catastrophe that faces humanity today. It's just like after Pearl Harbor or something. We all have to volunteer here.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Yeah, folks, I can handle a lot of stuff. I have nerves of steel, okay? And I'm starting to crack up, okay? I mean, this is damn pure poison. Doesn't help anybody. It's pure evil. And I read about them giving it to newborn babies. I mean, I'm having a lot of problems. Next hour is coming up. I never got to our big report, Agenda 2035, to find. We're going to air part of it. It's on band.video. I'm going to air it on the show tomorrow because a lot of folks will go to band.video. Millions listen to this show. That this is their plan, their operation, a controlled collapse of the world as we know it. That's at band.video. It's also linked at the top of InfoWars.com, the Agenda 2035 plan for the controlled collapse of the world system. It just could not be more vital. Agenda 2035, the post-human world, controlled planetary collapse. It needs 100 million views. We could save the planet if we were able to do it. Please don't forget, today is the last day for free shipping store-wide. Free shipping up to 50% off products like X2, X3, things like the Ultimate Krill Oils, 40% off with free shipping. And that's what funds our operation, plus their great products and the natural compounds God gave us that battles back against this. Vitamineral Fusion, the liquid multivitamin mineral, that's selling out. Still free shipping on that. And so much more. And what we just got back in is BrainForce Plus, our great nootropic. That'll continue 50% off with free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number four.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.